But what I said, it would have hurt? No. Huh? What? In the world, I think, my guess, if you hold, then second by second you become close to enlightenment. All right. So in the, I guess in the world, people regard the FMT as a good organization, Dharma organization, benefiting sentient beings. I think, they regard like that. I think generally, if people go to the centers, generally speaking, not talking every center, it's in every single small and big center, but generally, and then Kasuri. I guess they can help, they receive help, I guess, sort of like that, and. Good help and like that. So generally speaking, I'm not a presenter, but not generally speaking. So like that. But of course, the main thing is not what people think. Not what in the Lojong practice. Not what people regard you, because people can regard you, and people don't understand you, they regard you, even though you're wrong, people regard you good. And even though you're good, but people recognize you good. So they're also like this. But most important thing is the pangbo nyehi tso sung. So you know your own mind. For yourself, for your mind. That's very important. Doesn't matter what other people see or can't see, but you see yourself good. That's the most important. So that's. Yes, I think not only what the people say, but I, in my view, good overall. I think very good. I think so as I said. The very old centers like Genesis Institute or the, very old centers before we start Lama Asia's program, the MAS program, and the program that I started, the basic program. Before we start that, Mata Mega teachings, Lama Tsongkhapa's Lama Chemo teachings, they were taught a long time ago in the old centers before. By the learned cases, it's all done. Those things were done a long time ago. But later, then, you know, Lama Ajit started this Uttigit Jambajato. They did that meeting for 7 days and started the master program. Then afterwards, as I said, it's a nun, old nun from Canada. She asked me to, that's too long and we need a short one. So then started a five-year program, basic program. So this, at that, yeah. So the Rigada study, studying philosophy and Sutta Tantra, it has been it has been progressing so much. For example, I tell you, Lama Tsongkhapa Institute did the master program, the very first master program that Geshe Mpajatso discussed with the Lama. I mean, he wanted to do, and he did first master program. Then just about to start the second program, he passed away. So you see now after the master program, after they finish, it took how long? It took 7 years or 8 years? 7 years. Oh, you see, that is, I said, must retreat for 1 year. I told that, and Geshe Jambajaso, because we didn't have a, you see, monasteries after become Geshe to retreat, everybody must retreat, or what you started, didn't have that plan, didn't have that official plan. So, you see, Kisela didn't help me, didn't support me. So, many old students who followed me, they did retreat at Wasseling. So, they found so helpful. So helpful, sorry, by chanting. Maybe didn't know what I was going to say, because I so long. So they didn't know what I'm going to say, bad one or good one. So yeah, they all found so beneficial, you see? So beneficial. So they thought, even while they are starting a master program at the center, must do meditation. With this, they express with the experience, not just intellect, experience, their own experience. But Geshe-la didn't help me in that. You see, he didn't interest at all in that outside shows. But some students didn't do that. So the students who did that, found great help. You must know that. So that's what happened. So the master program. Then the basic program, I think, 6 months retreat. You know? So now you should know that. It's so good. To have that plan. So important. Because, you see, whole entire Buddha Dharma, Buddha taught, including one word, but even subdue the mind, to tame the mind which creates hell, which creates enlightenment, which can create also enlightenment. The same way, is it can create hell, but it's that same mind can create enlightenment. They can become more positive, can create enlightenment. Oh, there's some can create samsara, but it's, also there's. They say, I can create nirvana, so, happiness problem in their life. So they, like that, you see. So therefore, enlightenment doesn't come outside. It doesn't drop from the sky, you know. Enlightenment doesn't drop from the sky on your head, on your brain. So that study. May it even not imagine, you know, that. Drop from sky on your brain, you know, or like that. Without listening, teaching, without practice, without exercise, path, then you achieve enlightenment, you know. Then while you sleep, you go to bed, then you pray and you go to bed. Then when they wake up, enlightened. So none of that. So anyway, this is what happened. So Devata now Dharma studying is doing well. Dharma studying is doing well. You know, it has been developing more. So students, 30 students or something, who did the mass program, first mass program, now they can teach, the lay people can teach philosophy. Before that, only geshes, okay? Only geshes. But see, there's no Western people. Now, Western people, the lay people, lay people teach philosophy. Why does the geshe? When the place centers where there's no geshe, even the centers where there's the geshe, they teach philosophy. So you can see that's the development. Even by finishing first mark program, made huge differences. Like that. So therefore, the FMD developed. But you see now, of course, you see, yes. But from my mind, that's very good, very important. That's why you see, Saragatandipo, even from Tibet. You see, then they become geshe, and they go to Tantric College, then qualify to, Tantric. Teacher, the Tantra, and all the Khajore, the practice of Tantra Pato, all the things, everything is what they need. They are totally qualified. So you can practice for yourself, XY path, through the Tantra. Then you can teach qualified to teach in the world for the sentient beings, you know? Those who need Tantra, those who need Sutra, then those who need profound teaching, those who need simplified teaching. So that lumbering, so you see, you can fill with the wishes of a sentient being. According to the level of the intelligence, we can all qualify to teach all. At the same time, you are living in the practice. You are still living in the practice. You know, developing your mind, the path to enlightenment. So, like this. But here, in Tibet, for example, they meditate while they are studying in the monastery. They become eternal of the realization while they are teaching, learning in monastery. They are like this, but also so many hermitage, in Tibet, full of hermitage, I didn't see the whole thing, I saw only on the way to Lhasa, only where I'm going to come out to Lhasa, they only on the way. So Baba, there's so many hermitage, but so much of the old ruins, ruined or so. Then so many have attainment, like that, you see. Not only Ichib Lamrim, but you see the Tantri path. So many happened. Not only the lineage lamas or Lamrim, not only the name mentioned there, those are Wakas were known well. But there's so many others. So even name doesn't come there. at the realization, blah, 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 sort of that. One time there was a question, I think through the Wisdom publication, I think there, it was, time became shorter, so I think it, they had the question I heard, but I reminded them. What about Buddhism in the West? How long it will last? No, that's one question, you see. So I say, so far, what you understand, just learning words, learning. Yes, that was your thing. But didn't happen yet. You see, what happened in India, Nepal, Tibet, like, for example, Milarepa. Here they achieved the doctrine, you achieve realization. You need that, like the cave, like in Tibet, so many caves, so many hermitages, so many blah, 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 blah. All the achieve realization, becoming enlightened. Oh, you need like that in the West. Like Nepal, so many like that, blah, 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 hermitage, blah, blah. Oh, India, oh, you need like that. The Buddhism to be rooted, not just the learning the words, no, just like professor in the universe. I'm not saying every professor, generally, not everyone, I'm not saying. So it became, I was expert in words, but you see, difficult to find practice. So anyway, so, Kasara, you need that so much of the actualized here, Baba, to really Buddhism, really to root, strongly stabilize and develop, have a goal achieved enlightenment, Baba, you need here. What is the explained book? You have to be, your mind has to be the, what is in the book? You have in the mind, you see? Not just only like parrots, you know? Just words, you know? The essence is, practice, so important is it. So even very little, but you practice. So become your life, a positive life, a Dharma life. Then you don't have to worry about your life. Even death comes, you don't have to worry. So mind is so happy, you know, like that, you see? Like that, you know? Good enlightenment. Of course, not easy, like India, Nepal, Tibet, like that. Not easy because the situation, life in the West, life situation, so expensive, where we're living the life is just, not easy like that, but it can happen. That's up to you, up to your mind, the whole thing depends on your mind. So like that. So then Buddhism can be very strong and stabilized, very strong. And like the clouds in the sky, and then it goes and comes there, goes. So this is what I think, in the practice. Otherwise, Buddhism just words between lips and So now I'm thinking you want me to actualize it. Many centers have the retreat place. Many centers, not all centers, some centers have their own retreat place. So it's very good for people to retreat deities or the lambrim, so like that, you see. So we bought land in the Washington and, you see, thinking to build a few houses and, for somebody who is so good at guiding people meditation from Tibet, so to invite one Lama, even he doesn't live there, but at least come two times a year or something like that and guide the people. So, but then people have visa problems. Is not able to can do that, visa problems. So then I think now the different countries, the centers have their own religion. So I think they can do their own places. So no visa problem. So should do like that. You see, what you studied, Lambrim, you know, at least that philosophy, or then actualize in your heart. See, that's so now. So important. So even you actualize one realization from Lambrim on the impermanent death. Oh, they're perfect image, but it's difficult to find again. Even actualize one of the realizations. You overcome all the laziness. All the laziness you overcome. You become victory over the laziness by remembering that. So whatever you do, become Dharma, become holy Dharma, not only Dharma, holy Dharma. Always remembering, assimilated by his own experience. When he was practicing Dharma, he became, even each moment realization from that, from the gradual path of Lord Kepa, is amazing. What benefit you get is unbelievable. You see, even the gradual path of Lord Kepa, even just one realization from that. So that helps the world. It becomes the basis for Buddha, Chitta, Vapa, renunciation becomes the basis, renunciation, this renunciation of the next life. Then this becomes the basis for Buddha, Chitta, it becomes the basis for enlightenment, you know, that is, so it helps. So that one person achieve realization, help to numberless sentient beings in the hell, numberless sentient beings, numberless helpless, numberless angry gods, numberless himi, numberless sura, numberless asura, numberless sentient then you will cause all the happiness to numberless and this is just one person actual realization. Bring so much happiness to sentient beings. Can you understand? Then that means FMT. So much beneficial. Then one person got realized that the FMT beneficial to all the sentient beings. Can you imagine? Like that. Even one person achieve realization, even renunciation. Basis for bodhicitta. So I want to put more effort at that now. For that's what's real in nature. Not what just between the Buddha, but otherwise put the Buddha's in between lips, you know. You understand? So I think so we try as much as we can also the other side practice, you know, the realization. So I think here, as I mentioned, but FMD built from hardships, most of my hardships, all the students doing, then slowly, more experience, then come up, you see, developed, you know, up to now. Very good. That's the same as APC here. So the APC, EFG. So namaste. More developed, more experienced. So inside, outside. So the FMD general is like that, you see, right? So they're now developed much better. The understanding and as well as outside, you know. So it's very good. So in the world, able to benefit so much. You see, now the most important thing is good samaya with his own dalama. Good samaya with guru. Guru Samaya with his own Dalama, devoted organization, is devoted to his own, highly devoted to his own. And also Lama Ishi, of course, who is that organization. Then me, Mickey Mouse, we have, with me, Mickey Mouse, then good relationship we have now. So that's the most important thing. Anything else? That's the most important thing for all success, including enlargement. All the success, temporary, ultimate, also, that's the most important, most important thing. Oh, this, we have a good relationship, the FMG and myself, because the best person to be. Oh, that's the most important thing. Anything else? Then anything else? I want to tell you the Dzogchen Tsangpa Chari, the great yogi who got you the Dzogchen Tsangpa Chari. There's sometimes difficult to remember the words. I will check. Dzogchen Jeta Tende Machuna. Dzogchen Jeta Tende Machuna. What is it? Chenden Jeta, Tendel Machuna. Means Chenden Jeta means qualified. Qualified, the perfect one. Chenden Jeta, Tendel Machuna. If you didn't create inner auspicious things with qualified, a perfect guru, Chenden Jeta Tende Machuna. So meaning is, even all sentient beings become your enemy. As soon as you see, qualified perfect guru, the connection, your good connection, Tende Machuna, the dependent arising. Dependent arising, the Rabindra Singh, but it's a little more the auspiciousness. If you miss that, if you don't miss that, the dependent arising, the aspiration with the qualified perfect guru, even rest send happens. Even they become enemy to you, doesn't matter. Even they don't love you, enemy to you, they criticize you, well, doesn't matter. So it's from that all that success, including enlightenment, your enlightenment, free from samsara, the enlightenment, all temporary, ultimate, all that happens. Oh, the best cause of happiness, enlightenment, all this happens to you. You can succeed. Even standing in banks become enemy, get angry, combine you become your enemy, it doesn't matter. No worry, it doesn't matter. But you send that chubana drugun into song ya jishi pan with a perfectly qualified guru chubana, then you miss the dependent arising this aspiration this. Then you see samaya or the relationship broad, bad. Oh, then even all sentient being loves you, attached to you, loves you only press, no use. No use. This is for your enlightenment, for you to be pure sometimes even guru but next. Oh, no use. Oh, no use. Oh, that you have to kept in the mind. So, because nobody looks after me. Oh, nobody cares for me. Oh, I'm the worst in the world. Wow, and I'm the worst among the sentient beings. Wow, nobody cares. Nobody. So you see, none of that. That's totally, you don't have to do that. Totally wrong. So none of that. That's totally wrong. So, that's as I thought came with that. Oh, that's so important. That's it. Only you care, not the guru, but only, oh, this friend, this friend, oh yeah, loves him so much, and so that, then present. That this person only complain, Baba doesn't like me, Baba. All your whole life, all of this. Enemy friends, and all of this. Life is used in the meaning of, in the path of the non-virtual. Only problem, only suffering. Then somebody who loves, attached to me, prays me, it's all attachment and suffering too. Oh, the tightness, kind of. Then suffering, so much suffering, separating from that. So much suffering with that, you see, like the attachment, the kathore. Like pep, all golden pepper, so difficult to separate from, so a little bit like that, you see. Oh, then with that person. Then someone who criticizes you, who doesn't like you, then so much suffering over. Up and down. Soon you die, then finish like that, you see. So that interferes to enjoy the ultimate happiness and enlightenment. So that is ultimately happiness, free from samsara. So it doesn't allow to achieve that path to make you free from samsara. So then the chubana, if you miss the dependent arise the aspiration, then with the perfect kathore with a qualified perfect guru, then even all sentient beings become Nyindrugu Nyindu Sanje, even all sentient beings become your relative, become your not real friend, but become your omnipresent enemy, present enemy, they become all friend or your relative. What is the use? What is the use? Even they all love you, attached to you, praise you, what is the use? Oh, that. So, that's so the FMT, you see, so there are organizations, you see, yes, Buddhist, but you see, no, look at the His Holiness as an enemy. Then, others like this, Kasura, don't follow His Holiness, and so combine those many the organizations, FMT is very fortunate. Very fortunate that Kasari to highly devote His Holiness and Lama His Holiness. So meet Mige Mouse, I know nothing but a Mige Mouse, and where Kasari the Guru Kasari. Yeah, Guru leadership, so that's so Kasari. That's the most important than anything else for development. That's the core. From where the development comes, and from that, all the development comes to organization, group, and individual. So all the development comes. So that. So I think that's all. Yeah, I think that's all. Then. So, Kasore, everybody, Kasore, you know, the main thing, even you are studying philosophy or not, Sutta Tantra, but the whole thing goes into Lamdrim. And then you see, most important, you have to live the life in the bodhicitta. Live the life with bodhicitta. So time to benefit every sentient being in your life. Every year, every month, every week, every day, every hour, every minute, second of your life, time to benefit for sentient, numberless sentient beings. So that's the okay, I think that's all. Any question?
Just on behalf of the regional meeting, you know, a number of brothers and sisters here, we should thank Rinpoche very much for coming down to address us and to share your words of wisdom with us. So we're deeply grateful and we take to heart what you share with us today, Rinpoche. So thank you very, very much. Yes.
You're welcome.
As a token of appreciation, can I invite our regional directors here, members? Regional directors?
Yes.
To present a card to Rinpoche and to receive a token of appreciation here.
Rinpoche, we were so fortunate to have this. The katas. I better stand up. We were so fortunate, Rinpoche, to have this opportunity to come together as the Southeast Asian region, which also, of course, includes Mongolia, Taiwan, Hong Kong. Some of them couldn't come today. But we had a wonderful meeting with everyone's support and with the blessing of your presence. So prior to the meeting, we thought that it would be nice to have a very meaningful offering Long Life Puja, of course, didn't happen this time. But on behalf of everyone who has contributed, all the participants in this regional conference have contributed, as well as some friends, to writing a Sanghata Sutra for your Long Life Rinpoche.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So who wrote?
Everybody. Everybody in the regional meeting.
Yeah.
We That's emailed right. and everyone chose some video
and
writing.
Yeah. 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 Thank you. Yeah, yeah.
Wish you a long life.
Yeah, yeah. I pray, yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yes, can you please? Yeah, just come and bring your offering.
So then please continue your wisdom, your compassion, your devotion to develop the affinity, okay? To benefit for all sentient beings. Yeah, thank you.
Today we are offering you a special mantra card, 5-in-1, put together by Lama Zopa Rinpoche, that when you see, you purify all the negative karma, the two mantras on top, the Amaggopasa Buddha, and the Atisha Stupa, and Namgyal mantra. This is a very powerful purification picture, which you should display in your home or Dharma center. This will help us purify all negative karma. In it also, you will receive a picture of the Thousand-Armed Chimpanzee, the Gompa. And also you will receive inside a special Namgyalba mantra decal for your car. And also the special mantra, courtesy of Varandracho, which purifies all even broken samayas and negative karma. So Rinpoche will present that to you. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you. What's her name? Leslie. Yeah, yeah.
It's from RJL, Rinchen
Yang Samling.
Yeah. Couldn't come.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sure. Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah, yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you so much. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, 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 yeah. Thank you. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you very much. What's your name?
Ching. We sent your teachings to China on Mandarin,
oh.
And we had good feedback about the calling the guru from afar teaching.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.